Good morning. It's a dry start to the day across interior New York and New England. Some clouds have moved in from the ocean, especially in central and southern New England, across into the mid and lower Hudson Valley. And other areas are starting off with a good deal of sunshine. And that'll be the battle waged today with that marine influence and an easterly and southeasterly fetch off the ocean, keeping temperatures very cool on the immediate coast and holding readings down into the middle and upper 60s across central New England and the lower Hudson Valley. The rest of the region will see enough sun, and even though we have a little bit of an influence from the ocean, most places should get well up into the 70s to even near 80 degrees by the end of the afternoon. We're also watching a warm front approach from the south and west. This will allow the humidity to rise late in the day, and we could see a couple of pop-up showers and thunderstorms, especially from the western parts of the Adirondacks through the Mohawk Valley and into the western Catskills and I-88 corridor by sunset. These scattered showers and thunderstorms will drift eastward and through the remainder of New York and into New England during the overnight hours tonight. So everyone will see a chance for a little bit of rain in the form of those showers and thunderstorms as temperatures drop back into the upper 50s and lower 60s. That warm front will continue to make progress north and east of us during the overnight period and into the first part of the day tomorrow. As low pressure tracks through the Great Lakes, a cold front will approach tomorrow afternoon from the west. In the environment out ahead of the cold front, temperatures will reach well up into the 70s again, but we run the risk at a few scattered showers and thunderstorms as the front passes by tomorrow afternoon. Otherwise, we'll have a mixture of sunshine and clouds. Big changes behind this front starting Tuesday night and into the day on Wednesday. We'll have mostly sunny skies, but a stiff northwest breeze will drive in much cooler air from the north and west, and on Wednesday, highs will only be in the lower to mid-60s. We'll stay in the middle and upper 60s with a mix of sun and clouds as high pressure dominates on Thursday before another disturbance heads our way Friday with a few passing showers, a breeze, and temperatures dropping back into the lower 60s. This reinforcing shot of cooler air will last into the beginning of the holiday weekend, so despite mostly sunny skies on Saturday, some folks may even start off with a frost and highs in the mid-60s before we rebound into the lower 70s on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across the southern high plains. Strong daytime heating should allow air parcels to reach their convective temperatures within an increasingly moist southeasterly low-level flow. Isolated thunderstorms will develop across the region by late afternoon within a favorably sheared environment for deep rotation and large hail as the primary threat. And freeze warnings have been issued for almost all of the Dakotas into the northwestern parts of Minnesota, with temperatures dropping into the 20s in most places by tomorrow morning. At Mount Washington this morning, 50 miles visibility under mostly cloudy skies and 45 degrees with a west-northwest wind at 29 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy with light snow and 16 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly sunny skies and 55 degrees, the dew point 51, 87% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.14 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 94 degrees at Cross City, Florida, to a low of 21 at Sunset Crater, Arizona. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy, temperatures holding in the 60s, Boston mostly cloudy in the upper 50s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm with highs in the upper 60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 86 degrees, the low 58, the average temperature 72, that's 13 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 0.06 of an inch for the month, which is 1.80 inches below average, and 7.73 inches for the year, which is 5.30 inches below average. The average high temperature in Albany today, 70 degrees, the average low, 48. The record high, 94, set in 1962, and the record low, 29, in 1981. Sunrise this morning was at 5:30 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:14 p.m. 14 hours and 44 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunshine followed by increasing clouds today. A shower or thunderstorm possible, primarily in the Adirondacks late this afternoon. Highs in the mid to upper 70s. Cloudy with showers likely tonight, perhaps a thunderstorm with lows in the upper 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny today with highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Cloudy with showers likely tonight, possibly a thunderstorm with lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, sunshine followed by increasing clouds today with a shower or thunderstorm possible, highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s. Cloudy with showers likely tonight, maybe a thunderstorm with lows in the lower 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny today with highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Cloudy with showers likely tonight, possibly a thunderstorm with lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunshine followed by increasing clouds today with a shower or thunderstorm possible, mainly in the western parts of the area with highs in the upper 70s. Cloudy with showers likely tonight and a thunderstorm possible with lows in the lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, scattered afternoon showers or thunderstorms in the upper 70s. Mostly sunny, breezy, and much cooler Wednesday, lower to mid-60s. A mix of sun and clouds, mid to upper 60s on Thursday. A passing shower Friday, otherwise partly sunny in the lower 60s. And mostly sunny on Saturday and Sunday, mid-60s Saturday, lower 70s on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.